This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. I'm Gary Wilson, she's Chelsea Little. What's coming up?
Oh, there's great news if your bad habits involve cheese and the sofa.
Why does everyone have to say their bad habits in the first place? Do you know what I mean? Don't be so judgy. Yeah. Just leave me with my cheese on my sofa, Judgerson. All right. Well, it's kind of like a get out of jail free card if you want to live that life as well.
100%. You love eat it. All the mozzarella you like.
Well, mozzarella? All right. Bougie. Just a block of cheddar, do me.
If you're going through a breakup, a Dubai princess could be your new idol. She's got a side hustle with a little bit of
revenge in the mix. I smell trouble.
I uncovered a royal secret in Buckingham Palace. I'm still so obsessed with this.
I can't believe it. Millions of people go and see all the royal stuff. They go up there. You are the only one I know that's reported back on these mysterious things that are going on up there.
It's the most exciting thing there. I always wanted to be Sherlock Holmes. So now's my moment.
I think sometimes you just make stuff up. But it's very interesting whether it's real or not. I love it.
You discovered a new career path for Brooklyn Beckham.
I think he's been a problem child, let's be honest.
I'm joking.
But finally, I think we found a lane for him to 100%. Stay in.
He'd slay that lane.
Yeah, slay the lane.
And Paris has made a surprising decision about their rings.
Yes, this is not Paris Hilton. This is... Just want to clear that up.
Just me, Paddy.
Yes, just Gay Perry. Well, there's a lot coming up. There's all that and much more coming up in this episode of the Breakfast Buffet podcast, episode 95, entitled...
Paris's Rings, Royal Secrets and Timu Fails.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Failed purchases from Timu. The place where all the bargains or the places are available. But obviously there's a load of social media ads. They pop up all the time. And there's also a lot of memes coming out of it where people have ordered something thinking they're going to get one thing and they've got something very, very different. And there was this girl called Emily that ordered Disney-themed socks because she was going to Disneyland, so she wanted to be prepped and be part of the brand. And I've got a few here for you of what the names were on the bottom of the socks. There's a little logo on the ankle of the character, and then on the bottom of the sock was the name of the character. So I'll start you in easy. What character do you think Mikey is? Mikey Mouse.
Hi, Mikey Mouse.
Okay, what about this? This one's harder. This one's really difficult, actually. Tonade. T-O-N-A-I-D.
Tonade?
Yeah. What character do you think that is?
Tony. What is Tony? No idea.
That's meant to be Donald Duck. Yeah, no one can understand him anyway. He hasn't got very good diction, has he?
Yeah, what's your name? Sorry, what's your name? We'll just put Tonade.
Tonade, we'll just guess. Okay, what about Big Eat?
Big Eat?
B-I-G-E-E-T.
B-I-G... I can't even think of a character. Who's that?
Piglet.
What a Big Eat. Oh, well, if you're having a bacon sandwich, I suppose Piglet is essentially Big Eat, yeah.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Sadly, the love affair between Michelle Kopke, 36, in Germany, and her love, it's all over.
They've called
it a day. She's split up from Boeing 737-800. She was in love with a plane. They've been in a relationship for the last 9 years. They've broken up now.
9 years.
It doesn't say who's done the breaking up, whether it was the plane or her. But she first locked eyes on the aircraft through Berlin's Tegel Airport window and described the Boeing 737 as the love of her life. But although she still obviously admires its wings, winglets and thrusters, especially, that's what she says. Even though she actually managed to get hold of one of his tank valves and take it home with her, they are now just friends. They've moved on. They're just friends now.
She's found another plane with a bigger wingspan.
Well, You might think that, but actually, you'd be wrong, I'm afraid to say. She now is in love with a suit of armour.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
My news is, I went on one of the tours around Buckingham Palace, so they open it up in the summer. I didn't even know you could do this, but my granddad loves it.
Right.
And wanted to go and have a wander around, so I took him for his birthday.
Nice.
And you can wander around, and like obviously you can only see a section.
Yeah.
Of the palace that they let you see.
Yeah, you can't go into like where they live.
Yeah, you can't see like where they make a cup of tea and no. like, you know,
watch
where
telly.
They watch the telly. Like, yeah. Do you think they're an Emmerdale or a Corrie fan? All those things.
Yeah.
None of that. But you get a snippet because partway, like right towards the end of the tour, so after you're distracted by all the fancy chandeliers and the old paintings and things you've seen from movies, because they use the staircase in a couple of films, the bit you get to see. Right at the end, there's a giant mirror and it covers the whole wall. Like, the whole wall is covered by this mirror and it's left ajar. And if you look through...
You can't leave a mirror ajar.
Yeah, because the mirror comes off the wall. It's a secret passage. It's a doorway and it's, like, left slightly open and you can see there's another door behind it.
Oh.
And I went up to the security guard and I was like, where's that go? He's like, I'm not allowed to tell you, mum. That goes to where they live. The secret passageways. And I was like, if that's one of the secret passageways behind the mirror, what other ones are there?
Oh.
Did some Googling. Apparently, there's loads around the palace so that the royals can enter and leave as they please without disrupting everything. They're like, they appear.
Whoa.
Imagine, like, you know, Prince Harry just stepping out of a cabinet. Surprise!
Wow, trapdoors everywhere.
You know, William and Kate out of the grand piano.
Ta-da! That'd be lovely, wouldn't it? And now for a song. Elton John sat there, lid flops up, out they come.
Poised and ready to go over the keys.
And then when it gets to the la-la-la, the kids pop out as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the royal.
That's so cool though, isn't it?
Princesses.
I love stuff like that.
That's
I'd
wonderful.
Be looking for all the other secret places and moving all the books to see if a door turns.
Check behind the mirrors, everyone.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Google was written out in what looked like little stringy things, and I wondered what they were. And they were Scooby-Doos. Do you know what Scooby-Doos are?
They are. It's the... I think we used to make them at school, and you get all the different kind of like plasticky tubey strings.
Yes.
And then you'd plait them together in funny patterns, and then you'd exchange them.
Exactly right. Now, I always wondered, and people have different... names for them.
Yeah.
Apart from Scooby-Doo. And I always thought it was weird to name those little things after Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Yeah, after.
They were before Scooby-Doo. And it comes from the name of a French song. We've got the French to thank for this. So they used to sort of weave like little bits of wool or string. That's what they used to do. And that was in France many years ago. It became a bit of a fad in the 1950s in France. So before Scooby-Doo, the dog was Scooby-Doo.
Named these after, Scoobies were first.
Named after a French song. Spelt S-C-O-U-B-I-D-O-U-S. Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Not Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Doo. And then they got popular and come around, then they made the plastic versions and, you know, they come around every now and again and the kids will do them. So was, here's a real thinker, Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Doo.
Named after?
No, named after Scooby-Doo. I always thought Scooby-Doos were named after Scooby-Doo.
Oh,
but
my
it looks
goodness.
Like Scooby-Doo,
Scooby-Doo
might have been named after Scooby-Doo.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And if you're looking for a career change, you know, you've woken up this morning and you're like, don't want to go to the office. There. I don't want to put my scrubs on or whatever it is that you do. I want showbiz. I want to live that showbiz lifestyle. Well, Harry Potter is casting their new TV series. And you know I'm a big fan of Harry Potter. And they're currently looking for Harry, Ron and Hermione. Now, there is a bit of a catch because the casting does specify kids age 9 to 11.
Oh.
But I feel like they've got it wrong. They've got it wrong. I feel like what we need is Harry Potter and the grim realities of adulthood.
Yeah.
And instead of Harry being like, you know, a little 9-year-old, he's a 35-year-old man with a dishevelled beard that still lives under the stairs at his parents' house.
Yeah.
Snape teaches the kids about stamp duty and getting their first mortgage.
Yeah.
Ron has, you know, 4 cats at this point because he started off with a rat. I think he needs to progress. I think we need to, like, make all of the characters older and normal people.
Living real life.
With the daily struggle of being an adult and then... And then the magic helps us get through.
Yeah. Martin Lewis, he's going to be in here. It's Harry Potter and the Money Saving Expert. That's what it's called.
Brilliant. You
combined
heard it here
everything
first.
Together.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
If you're having a nice lazy morning and you're sat on the sofa, just slobbing out a little bit before you have to start your day.
Do you know what? I just couldn't do it. If I got on the sofa at 8 minutes past seven, I'd never.
You'd never leave again.
Just count me in for, you know, cash under the attic and just for,
all of the works.
Just book me in for a whole day of that. I would not get off it.
People are always like, that's a bad habit, slobbing out on the sofa. Awful habit. You need to get your steps in.
Well, it isn't healthy. To be sedentary like that.
Well, apparently not. Slobbing out in moderation can be good for you.
Can you slob out in moderation? No, that's the thing.
Boost creativity and problem solving skills, I have, you know. Another one, scrolling.
I've worked out a way of getting the remote control off the top of the telly without getting out of my seat.
It is. You would be amazed how creative you can be when you're trying to reach a remote from far away and you don't want to move.
You're right. This
you tell
excellent.
Me someone isn't artistic when they're trying to get a remote. Next up, scrolling on your phone. People are like, oh, it's awful. Should be scrolling on apps all day. Actually encourages interactions with new people. It's boosting your
network.
This is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saved the best till last. You're going to love this.
Yeah.
Fatty foods like butter and cheese are both high in calcium and they're good for your eyes, your skin and your hair. Do you know what? If you're having a bit of cheese on toast this morning and you're sat on the sofa eating it and you're scrolling through Instagram you do it, look how good habits you've started your day with.
That is basically a workout that you're doing there. I mean, make sure after you've done it, you relax somehow. Yeah,
you must. Decompress.
You've got to. Everything in balance.
Oh, I'm going to turn your frown upside down, especially if you're going through a breakup at the moment and it feels like there's no coming through the other side.
Right.
Well, there is. You can take inspo from this Dubai princess who found out that her hubby was cheating.
Oh,
naughty,
gosh.
Naughty. So first off, she outed him on Instagram, which I think is a really nice, subtle way to process the breakup. But my favourite thing is she's decided to turn it into a side hustle and she has launched a perfume or a fragrance, shall I say. And it's called Divorce, but I want to call it Divorce or Divorce, just to add a bit of bouge. But the best thing about this is it said it's got notes of divorce in it. So what does that smell like?
Smells of divorce.
Yeah. Is that like, you know, is it the red wine you used to get through it with your girlies? Is it cookie dough ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
Does it smell like a movie night where you're watching back-to-back Bridget Jones?
Yeah.
What's notes of a divorce or divorce?
I think lemon.
Lemon?
It's bitter. Very bitter.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
We are fighting for the things that we think are underrated. Now, I think the thing that can't be topped has to be what we discussed last week, which was munchies.
Munchies.
The most underrated little bag of pure chocolatey joy.
Yeah.
Everyone forgets about it, but whenever you eat a bag, you're like, oh my goodness.
So you're saying bag. Are they not in the tubes anymore packets?
Yeah, but a little tube isn't enough. You've got to get a share of bag. You've got to do it properly.
Okay, all right, yeah, sorry. So to argue that that's not the most underrated, something else is. We have our own very young KMFM's Becca Webb. Becca, is it more underrated than munchies?
Munchies, they're good.
They are good.
I'll give you that.
Thank you.
But I'm going to one-up it.
We shall see.
This thing is so underrated, you probably never really think about it. But when it crops up in your day-to-day life, you have a secret smile to yourself. And it's travelators. When have you ever seen a travelator and been annoyed at seeing it? It brightens up your day. It speeds up your day.
Yeah.
If you're not in a rush, you still hop on one.
Of course you do. It's fun.
They're fun.
Have you got a favourite travelator you'd like to hold up as the beacon of great travelators?
I really enjoy the ones at the airport.
Right,
because you do find two types of people. The ones that think, well, it's just going to take the same amount of time. And they don't hop on it.
Yeah.
And then I like to play a game against those type of people.
Oh, you race them.
I race them.
Yeah.
And I win every time.
Well, the only downside to the travelator is that they can have, you know, like escalators have those kind of teeth as you get on and off, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
The only worry you have is, will my roly case, if I've got one of those, will the wheels get stuck in those? That's my only slight issue with them.
I do get it, but has it ever happened to you before?
No.
Exactly. It's an irrational fear.
Okay, like spiders.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like spiders.
Okay, travelators. Like you say, unless you're running late for a flight, you're going to end up just sitting in that departure lounge with the same people who've not used the travelator. But you're going to have got there with more energy.
So much more energy. And just like a spring in your step to start the day, they do give you that. Okay. You get off them and you feel good.
Okay. I think you've convinced us all that that is a worthy, underrated travelators. Where will we go from there?
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And a fallen victim to the green-eyed monster, Gary.
Oh, not the green-eyed monster. The Gruffalo.
No. Envy.
Oh, envy. Jealousy. Yes, of course. That's why. Yeah. Oh, no. It's twisting you up inside.
It is. It's been eating away at me. I'm not someone. It's honestly been having a right nibble.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of it. I'm not somebody that gets jealous. I always big people up. I'm always really excited for everyone and everything.
Yeah. But, well, good for you for admitting this. Hurrah. The first step to redemption is to admit there's a problem.
I already feel like a weight has been lifted, you know.
That's what we're here for everyone. But, not just you, for all our wonderful listeners as well.
I know. I feel like this will create a safe space for people to share.
Yeah, let's create a safe space. But I need some safe space music.
I'll
have a look. See what we've got, yeah.
But I just was absolutely shooketh when I went on Instagram yesterday.
Yeah.
And my best friend, mine, and I am her best friend.
Yeah.
Posted a picture on her Instagram stories saying, "Great day with my bestie." Was I in this image?
Oh.
No, I was not.
Oh, no.
Whoever, like Sally is, I'm going to call her, that she was taking a selfie with, having a cappuccino down the road.
A cappuccino
with her as well. Woman. That was the final straw. Hashtag bestie. Sorry that we didn't consult this as my
hashtag
bestie status.
Bestie.
Have I been demoted?
Well, I mean, have you asked?
Oh, I called her out straight away. I was like, excuse me. And she was like, oh, don't be silly. It's just a term of phrase. And I was like, no, it's not. Is she your bestie, yes or no? And she was like, of course she isn't. I was like, well, you need to take that story down.
Delete
immediately. I'm hurt. No, actually, you know what? I'm not angry. I'm disappointed.
Oh, heartbroken by the sound of it. Is she taking it down?
She did take it down.
Did she take it down? Well, I mean, some say that's a wonderful measure of friendship. Online harassment. But, you know, we all have an angle. What an amazing... Well, it's resolved itself anyway.
It's resolved. Sandra in Chatham is jealous of her friend who was looking for a size 12 top yesterday. She said, I want to be a size 12.
Sandra, everyone's beautiful shapes and sizes. Makes the world go round. Anyway, it looked a bit cheap, I thought.
Yeah, it wasn't the best. Rachel in Ramsgate said she's jealous of people driving past her in a Lotus. She said, I really want one. She said, I'm not picky. I'll have an orange or a baby blue.
Well, that's... As long as you're not... You're not picky. I get that, Rachel in Ramsgate. I get that. I mean, is it bad to say that sometimes when you see a really, really, really top of the range sports like car,
like snazzy,
broken down at the side of the road, somewhere inside, you give yourself a little high five as you rattle along
in your little tin can. Still going.
I've admitted that. I'm sorry, but you know, truth is true.
Jealousy takes us all.
It does.
Maddie in Dartford, she's struggling at the moment. She gets jealous when her dog sleeps on her husband's lap and not on hers.
Oh.
There's nothing worse than being rejected by a dog. It hurts to the core.
What I like is it's not the rejection of the husband that's a problem.
No, it's dog.
No, the dog.
Get the husband.
and don't we nearly always.
And shout out to Lulu and Lenham, who gets jealous of thick or fast growing hair.
Oh, good Lulu. Yeah, I know what you mean there. Particularly if you see an older man.
Yeah.
Right? And they've still got
a full head.
A full luscious.
Yeah, I'm like, what's your secret, dude?
Yeah, man, those
guys. I had a bob years ago and I'm still trying to grow it back.
You leave Bob out of this. He was a lovely guy, I've told you.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Brooklyn Beckham, he's a kind of wannabe chef. He's doing quite a lot of cooking. I think, however, he's found a particular niche for his own culinary exploits. He was cooking pancakes, and of course, you know, he's one of the Beckhams. You can't just cook pancakes. You've got to cook pancakes and film it and put it on socials, which he was doing with the help of his wife, Nicola Peltz.
Yeah.
Sadly, schoolboy era, he was wearing shorts, and he had no shoes or socks on, so naked from the thigh down. And of course, when you're dealing with hot oil in a pan with pancakes, that could be dangerous. And indeed, it was. As he flipped his pancake, the oil splashed on his foot and he was seen to go, ow, and bend down to address the issue. I don't think it's anything too serious, but it's just a word of warning. But also, I'm thinking, it's not really happening for him on, as far as serious cookery goes,
no.
I don't think.
It's like a spoof, isn't it?
Right, this is what I'm thinking. Is there a comedy cook out there? I can't think of someone who specialises in comedy cookery. Bringing those two things together, there's the career that he's waiting to find.
That he's been waiting for.
Comedy cookery.
You should be an agent.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And I've got some ring news for you this morning.
Ring news.
It's very famous rings. Five of them, actually.
Five. Five gold rings.
No,
is it Christmas?
But it is coming up close, isn't it?
It is.
Mid-September now. We've got to prepare ourselves to sing that. No, it's the Olympic rings that have been on the side of the Eiffel Tower
in
Paris.
Yeah, yeah, of course,
they were only
yeah.
meant to be there for the games and then be taken back down again.
Yeah.
But they want to keep them up.
Why?
Until 2028.
Why?
Apparently. Hidalgo announced in the French media on the 31st of August that the rings would stay on the Eiffel Tower till at least 2028 because they've created a festive spirit. Apparently the French have fallen in love with Paris again. He said it's like Christmas. And he said if I take it down now...
Yeah, it's like leaving your decorations up to get the most out of Christmas.
Yeah.
All these people keeping them up, even like, you know, the royals
right
are keeping them up
the...
until... The
yeah,
next
but
thing.
Then, don't you think it's sad, like, when I walk past an abandoned Santa in, like, March, April time?
Abandoned Santa.
Well, they are. They look abandoned, don't they?
That's the name of my band.
Like, when you see them just, like, on the little, on top of the roof,
yeah,
they're never,
yeah.
like, they're never turned
a bit
on
forlorn,
again.
Forlorn, aren't they?
They're normally on their side because the wind's blowing them over.
Yeah, missing something.
They just don't look right.
No.
Like, November to January, fine.
Yeah.
But I feel like after that, and I'm like... 2028? When do they think they're going to get the Olympics again? They've just done it.
That's a long time. Okay, well, I mean, the real story is that they've still got Celine Dion. She's still up there. Still up there.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Hey, we were just talking about reselling stuff and secondhand stuff and what a good idea that is, especially if we can make a few quid. Someone who's jumped on that, Rebecca Vardy of Wagatha fame.
Wagatha. What's she been up to?
She's got her own online stuff selling off her old pre-loved clothes. It's called Vardy's Closet. Can I just say you've missed a massive trick there? Should have just sold wool items and called it Vardy's Cardies. Absolutely missed a massive trick.
Oh, that's brilliant.
But
I love that.
If you want to get some celebrity clubber, now you know
then
where,
that's
to,
where
go.
To go.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.